After crossing 24 rivers and 18 mountain ranges, and having many near misses with disaster, the army came to the end of its long march. It was radically reduced. It now numbered only 6,000. But a new kind of party had been forged, the kind Mao had wanted all along, a hardcore group of devoted followers who believed in a peasant revolution and embraced guerrilla warfare. Safe from attack in Shanxi, this purified party was slowly able first to recover, then to spread its gospel. In 1949, the communists finally defeated the nationalists for good and exiled them from mainland China. Interpretation. Mao was born and raised on a farm. The Chinese farm life could be harsh. A farmer had to be patient, bending with the seasons and the capricious climate. Thousands of years earlier, the Taoist religion had emerged from this hard life. A key concept in Taoism is that of Wei Wu, the idea of action through inaction, of controlling a situation by not trying to control it, of ruling by abdicating rule. Wei Wu involves the belief that by reacting and fighting against circumstances, by constantly struggling in life, you actually move backward, creating more turbulence in your path and difficulties for yourself. Sometimes it is best to lie low, to do nothing, but let the winter pass. In such moments, you can collect yourself and strengthen your identity. War is deceptive. You may think that you were strong and that you were making advances against an enemy, but time may show that you were actually marching into great danger. You can never really know, since our immersion in the present deprives us of true perspective. The best you can do is to rid yourself of lazy, conventional patterns of thinking. Advancing is not always good. Retreating is not always weak. In fact, in moments of danger or trouble, refusing to fight is often the best strategy. By disengaging from the enemy, you lose nothing that is valuable in the long run and gain time to turn inward, rethink your ideas, separate the true believers from the hangers-on. Time becomes your ally. By doing nothing outwardly, you gain inner strength, which will translate into tremendous power later, when it is time to act. Keys to warfare. When you fight someone more powerful than you are, you lose more than your possessions and position. You lose your ability to think straight, to keep yourself separate and distinct. You become infected with the emotions and violence of the aggressor in ways you cannot imagine. Better to flee and use the time your flight buys to turn inward. Let the enemy take land and advance. You will recover and turn the tables when the time comes. The decision to retreat shows not weakness, but strength. It is the height of strategic wisdom. Reversal. Retreat must never be an end in itself. At some point, you have to turn around and fight. If you don't, retreat is more accurately called surrender. The enemy wins. Combat is in the long run unavoidable. Retreat can only be temporary.